Thank you. And at this time, I would like to introduce our first speaker, Lavetta, from the
Georgia area.
Good evening. I'm a grateful recovering addict. My name is Lavetta. Presently live in Statesboro, Georgia, which is 50 miles west of Savannah. I got there because I was married, and this is where I ended up. Okay. I'm originally a Chicagoan. Maybe when I get a little more warmed up, you will feel my Chicago flavor. I learned to get drunk in Tennessee at the age of 13, and that was pretty intense, and I went back to Chicago to live with my natural father, and I learned how to get really altered as the years went by in high school. Started out smoking weed, Getting drunk, Did a few pills in high school, didn't like those. And got introduced to marijuana, kind of like this. And then smoked weed for many years, and something happened back in the time that the weed dried up and we scrambled around like roaches and rats trying to find something else to take the place of the marijuana. Here's a commercial. Anybody remember this? This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions? My first husband said one night, he said, yeah, how'd you get those drugs? I'm like, no. A few nights later, the man says, the commercial comes on again. Of course, you know, these public service announcements, they come on like 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 in the morning. Nobody listening to that but the addicts with the TV on, Second time he said, come on, he asked the question again, and I'm like, no, stop. The third time that commercial came on, and he asked that question, it's like Dorothy had clipped her heels three times, and our whole world changed. We were introduced to crack cocaine, and it was nothing nice in 3 months. Today, a man is dead, not from drug abuse, and from a broken heart and untreated high blood pressure, and I have moved on, and here I am today. I had to leave that man in order to save my behind. I couldn't save him and me too, and I had given him all opportunity. I sat there in Chicago in my bungalow, and in between the using and the few days, hours of not using, I had a spiritual awakening because I was in them. I would go to meetings high, and I remember going to meetings really spiritually bankrupt. And I go to meetings high, and God would speak to me in the bungalow in times, and he told me several things. One of the things that he told me was, you're going to have to get a strong foundation of recovery, because there's some stuff coming down the line that you're going to need recovery for, and it's only going to be about recovery. And sure enough, life showed up. I'm grateful for the rooms of recovery. And when I was in Chicago learning the program of recovery, I see today that I set my tail down, shut the heck up, stopped, looked, and listened. Foundation of recovery. First they told me to stop using. So I go to treatment, I go to detox and treatment, and I get that. One of the my process of getting a foundation was going into a treatment center, a 90-day treatment center. Ooh, that really helped. Because when that policeman let me up out that detective let me up out that car that Sunday morning, oh baby, it was over. And I remembered how it felt not to have that drug in my system for 90 days, not to have to worry about my clothes being washed, or me being fed, and all that other stuff. And went into treatment knowing that, yeah, I got chores and stuff, and then being grateful for that. Part of my foundation, going through this process, helped. Okay. So anybody in a therapeutic environment, I call it now, be grateful. Be glad you're in that protected environment. Let that mess in the street be there, because it's going to be there when you get out. And hopefully, if you build a strong foundation, you know how to handle that mess. That goes for even people here that have clean time, too. You know what? I have understood that that time that I spent in that 90-day really helped me. And then when I find that detective let me out a couple of years later after I had relapsed and it had been one, it was okay. Building a strong foundation. Okay, the point was, how do we get clean and stop so we can, you know, get some clarity and get restored to sanity too. The process of building the foundation today I sit down and I still sit down and watch what I don't want to be like. And get clean. Get a sponsor. God bless me. I got a sponsor. And they said, get a sponsor to help you work through the steps. Okay. I didn't tell you my clean date is February 28th, year 2000. Get a sponsor. I got 14 years now, but I've been in the program for maybe 16 years. I've never had a valid reason to change sponsors. I know people got valid reasons, but I didn't think I got one. My sponsor's in Chicago. I haven't laid eyes on this woman in 2 years. I have not touched, felt, and smelled this woman in 2 years. And I've been to Chicago twice and still didn't see her. I got resentment, but that's my fault. I don't know what part of it is. It wasn't bad. Okay. However, these last few months, baby, we've been burning up the phone, building a foundation. What this means is getting my sponsor, which is part of a strong network. Okay, I didn't see her all that much in Chicago, so it's okay today. You know, we talk. When we get on the phone, we talk about the exact nature of a wrong. I am not trying to talk about the dog had kittens and the cat had puppies. I'm trying to talk about this is where I am in my step work, wherever that is. This is where I am. The spiritual principles, what principles should I apply? My time with her on the phone is valuable because at any moment she can say, I gotta go. That's building a foundation for me. I understand what the spiritual awakening was back then. God was telling me, get a strong network to build a strong foundation. Another part of the foundation is getting into the literature. That really opened up because I understood readers were leaders. And so I had to read because I had to change my mindset. I had to change my way of thinking. So in order to do that, I have to read, stop, look, and listen to a lot of things. You know, listen to my predecessors. I remember sitting in Chicago, going to meetings, and wondering why I didn't have a big network of people that I could reach out to. But today, as I look back at it, I understand that was part of how God was directing me to build a strong foundation. Because I didn't need a whole lot of people at that time to be all over. Because I heard some stuff in the room. When you're around a lot of people, you be like a lot of people. And I'm still going, what? Today I go, okay. You know, but in building my strong foundation, I know that I am building a firm foundation also. Building a strong foundation so that when life shows up on life's terms, I know that the answer is not to use. You know, it helps me in life too, just in life in general. That support team is so, so important because as I build a strong foundation, the spirituality that I developed, I don't want to compromise it. I become aware of myself more. Building a strong foundation first meant that what was in my spirit and my soul is very strong. But I have to also know that I have to today maintain that foundation. And what does that take? I have a team, a support team. And I really didn't get that support team till I moved to Frederick, Maryland. Them girls in Frederick ain't playing. And today I'm real grateful. Now, I don't talk to them every day, but I got two sisters in here, they sit in my prayers every day. Just because I ain't on the phone, don't mean y'all ain't in my prayers. And my brother too, yes, God, wait. God knows brothers, he's fine. I talk to him or I talk to his wife, I said, please him, don't get upset. I building a strong foundation, and you got my foundation today. I've learned that certain people I can give my stuff to, because once I give it to one, don't mean that the other needs to hear that. But because we have a strong foundation where we got people around us that can help us in our experience. I'm grateful to be here at the convention today because I reconnected with somebody that has a spiritual impact on my life, and she shared some stuff with me. I can't wait in a few days to get calmer and call her and say, tell me what happened. You had this feeling in you. And see, that's about building a strong foundation, learning and listening to each other. They say, one addict can best help another addict. That's building a strong foundation. Listen to your folks around you so you know who to go to. And then I also learned about building a foundation. Sometimes you can't relate to something, leave it there and move on. And then you heard somebody else over here going, you know, and then you go, I remember somebody told me about that. Here, maybe you need to go see them. You know, building a strong foundation real important so that I don't use. I got it real clear. I do not have to. I got a million questions every day, all day running through my head. Guess what the answer is not? It ain't picking up. That is not the answer. You know, because I done been there, done that, got t-shirts, hats, buttons. Life experience, pumpkin head deluxe is spiritual. And then I'm wasting time. Now, let me also help you understand, too, about my personal thing. I'm 58, going to be 58 years old. What the hell I look like to use? I mean, and I'm trying to say, because you know there's folks out there older than me doing some wild stuff. But okay, let me help you on building a strong foundation so I can take that serenity prayer. God, thank you for helping me establish the serenity to muster up enough courage to practice, understand, gain more wisdom to know the difference. That comes from building a strong foundation. Y'all don't want to hear me read how it works. Because I got that in my spirit. Why? Because I build a strong foundation sitting down, being quiet, shedding up for the time it took. I don't know a lot today. I'm still learning. I'm learning about me. I'm learning how to strengthen my foundation. You know, when a house is built or any structure is built, you gotta have a strong foundation or it will fall. It goes the same. Building spiritual foundation. Working the steps. That comes from working the steps. And really wanting it. You know, I've seen the mess. I've seen the devastation. I love to go to meetings and see the newcomers come in knowing they're whipped and say, God, y'all, please get it. Stop using. Go to meetings. Get a sponsor. Work the steps. Do service work. That's a strong foundation, too. And just being ready to just give up the lifestyle and doing the work that it takes to give up the lifestyle. Just make a change. Back to that literature, reading or listening. I do, when I build a strong foundation, I went to step meetings and I sat down and I listened. You should see my book. It's all tore up. Poor book. It's not sad. They said if your book tore up, you wouldn't be. Well, I'm okay. I'm staring at your step out on that. But anyway, you know, and to build a strong foundation, to be a help to somebody else too. You know, we help each other. You know, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the experience of surviving the addiction lifestyle. You know, my story, if I was to tell you, it's not a horror story. I wasn't raped in the street or nothing like that. I worked. But I ain't confused. If I go back out there, I could be tricking on the street. I didn't say I wasn't a whore. I just said I wasn't tricking. Had my way of doing things. Oh, I was what I call a selective. You know, but trust me, if I don't have a strong foundation and continue to build this foundation first, baby, can you see me? It ain't nothing nice. I just run a video, an imaginary video. I put it in the short story. That's what I do. You know, write short stories. But building a strong foundation. So you know what? For me, that means that I know where I'm trying to go in life today. Because surely what I was doing using ain't what my life should be turning. Now, that's not God's will for me. You know, I took suggestions. Took instructions. That's building a strong foundation. You know, and it's a process. I have to be patient with myself because I want everything instantaneously. I want everything like tomorrow. You know, I want to be. I want to get through school like tomorrow. You know, I want the job that provides me the lifestyle that I want tomorrow. next week in an inheritance. No, I want to learn how to let go of resentment and anger and frustration right now. It doesn't happen. You know, the foundation that I'm still working on the foundation. I'm strengthening. I'm at a point of strengthening the foundation. Because at any moment, life could throw me another curve. That life-changing experience I just went through, and I'm going, still digesting, that threw me a curve, but I got a strong foundation, because it's been said by the person that changed my life that I need to continue doing what I'm doing. And I asked, I said, well, you stop, so why may not? It working for you. But I know that ain't the answer. Because, see, I've seen how building a strong foundation helps us make 83% claim decisions. I have to give myself room there to know that I do mess up every now and then, you know. But it's okay as long as I stay willing to be honest and open-minded. I can continue to strengthen my foundation. You know, back to, like I said, my network is awesome. I love all my ladies that I have with me. Sponsorship is awesome. Ooh, my sponsors. That's another reason building a strong foundation. They got me going, you know. And it's okay today. That's what God was saying back in that bungalow in Chicago. You're going to build a strong foundation. You're going to have to build a strong foundation. One point, though, I have to really stress in my spirit has been, I wanted this so good. I never want abuse again, ever, no matter what. I don't care how many kittens the dog has, or how many puppies the cat has. I want to go to my grave clean by any means necessary. And I want to improve the quality of my life, and I hope that I can be a beacon of hope. That's another reason to build a strong foundation, so that I can be a beacon of hope to the people coming behind me. And right now, sometimes I'm a little spiritually unbalanced because I'm trying to digest this major life change. But it's okay. Because I network with other people that say, it's okay, sister girl, you're doing what you're supposed to do. We've been there, done that. We're going to help you. And slowly every day I'm getting better. What you see today is not what you saw this year last time. Also remember that life changes. One thing for certain, life changes. And without a strong foundation of recovery, I could be in jail. Because I got real out of pocket. But I had a foundation of recovery that put it in my spirit. Don't you hit that man with that 2x4. Don't you go over there and burn that house down. Don't you stalk him and cause harm. Building a strong foundation. Let's talk about harm for just a moment. It's not the harm I do to you. Anybody else, it's the harm I do to myself spiritually. That's the butt kicker. Remember the nursery rhyme? Sticks and stones will break your bones, but names will never hurt you. Let's change this. Sticks and stones, you're going to recover from that physical pain, perhaps, or that change physically. It's them words that burn us up. You know what? Building a strong foundation has helped me with some things. Still sticks and stones. Yeah, I know they break my bones. But sometimes what we say to people can have such an impact. And by building a strong foundation, I stay connected with myself. I don't want to do nobody emotional, psychological, physical, or spiritual harm. And I don't want to be harmed either. Only because I know that it can be very devastating to harm people. And by building a strong foundation, by staying clean, going to meetings, having a sponsor, doing service work, I can continue to build and strengthen my foundation. You don't always know what you're going through until you've been over the other side sometimes. You know, but what I have understood and come to realize is it's okay. I'm grateful for the program of recovery. Because without this, I don't know where I'd be. I really don't. Right now, I'm in school. I got several sponsees dealing with the fellowship trauma, you know. Trying to compete in school with these young people. I'm 58 years old. I smoked crack for 10 years. What takes you 20 minutes to conceive? Takes me 90. You could read a 30-page chapter, 30 pages in the book, in less than 2 hours, maybe. Girl, shoot, that takes me. I work nights. Takes me 39 stories to chapter. Because I do have to get up and make sure I'm there. But even if going up, you know what? But building a strong foundation. You know, God, you know, I'm grateful for the rooms. I'm grateful to be here. Narcotics Anonymous saved my life. It's made me a better person in some ways. If it wasn't for that detective, ooh, I don't know where I'd be. Letting me go and say, go on, girl. You know, and knowing what I had to do, having been in the rooms, building a strong foundation, and having a conscious contact with a higher power called God. I'm so grateful. Got me here. I know I'm here for, I'm in Georgia because I'm a co-ed in Georgia. That's my attitude today. You know, Scooter Man, he want to go them people places and things. I got some dynamite people in my life going to some great places, and I'm doing some fantastic things if I just get some gratitude about it. My name is LaVeda. Let me also let me drop this on you. People and places are in our lives for a season. We should not don't try to stretch a season into a lifetime. Sometimes we have to know when to let go and move on. I need to always show some humility. I have some great gratitude every day. My name is LaVeda A. I'm from Statesboro, Georgia. Thank you for letting me share.